Good morning. We continue with our study of Mishnayos as we do every single day. Lili Nishmas, Sar, Malka, Bas, Rabbi Yitzchak. We are in Mesechta Trumos. We are in Perek Gimel Mishnayos Ches and Tes, with which we will close out the third parak of Mesechta Trumos. Amaskabing Lomar Truma V'Amar Meiser. What if a person meant to go ahead and say Truma when he was separating something, and they accidentally said, whoops, Meiser, or Meiser V'Amar Truma, he said Meiser, and he meant to say Truma. Ola V'Amar Shlomim, he meant to say, this is going to be a Karban Ola, and it turned out that he said Shlomim. Or Shlomim, he said it's going to be a Shlomim, V'Amar Ola. Sheini Nechnas L'Bayezeh, he says, I'm not going to go into this house. V'Amar Lozeh, and then he meant, he said the other house. Sheini Nela Lozeh, I'm going to have no benefit to this person. V'yamar lezen, he said the other person. Lo amar klum. In all of these cases, there is no obligations here. Ad sheyu piv v'libo shavim. What we need over here is that his mouth and his heart have to be equal one with the other. The pasuk says, Motzat so'asacha tishmar kol nidiv lev. The Torah uses one language that the words of your mouth you should keep, and it also talks about nidivas halev. So we need that the person has to decide in his heart and take it out of his mouth, and that's the only way for him to be creating a proper neder. Omer ha'obi kochav ma'kusi trumas and truma. If an obi kochav, a non-Jew or a kusi, go ahead and separate truma from their stuff. So their truma is a good truma. If they separate it from our stuff, it's not a truma, right? But umayser usayim maiser, and if they separate maiser, it's a good maiser. Vekdeishon hektish, and if they sanctify something from the Beis Hamikdash, it is going to be a good hektish. Now Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, what are you talking about? Ein lovi kacham kerem revai. There is no concept of kerem revai, the grapes of the fourth year. It doesn't exist by a non-Jew. But Chachamim Omrim Yeshlo, the Chachamim say that you can't have Kerem Revai. The rules of Kerem apply, Revai apply, and certainly the vineyard of even a non-Jew in Surya is subjected to Revai according to the Chachamim. In other words, the Chachamim agree that when a field is owned by a non-Jew in Surya, it's not subjected to Mitzvah Satulias Baaretz, but Kerem Revai applies outside of Eretz Yisrael, just like Orla applies outside in Eretz Yisrael. And so therefore, a non-Jew's Kerem in Surya or outside of Eretz Yisrael is subjected to the rules of Kerem Revai, right, according to the Chachamim, and that is the way we paskin, that a non-Jew does have the rules of Kerem Revai. Now, Truma Sa'ovi Kocham Midamas, we're getting back to the issue of Truma, the non-Jew's Truma, if it falls into an amount less than 1 to 100 proportion, everything comes Meduma, and it can't be eaten by anyone but a Kohen. V'chayav and Alei HaChomesh, and by the way, if you eat from that pile, by accident, you have to pay Kerem HaChomesh. Rabbi Shimon Poter. Rabbi Shimon says you don't have to pay the Chomesh. Why is that? Because he says it's a suffix on a Knas. But we don't paskin like Rabbi Shimon on this issue. We do say that he does have to pay the Chomesh under those circumstances. With this, we close out the fourth parak of Mesechta Trumos and Bezos Hashem tomorrow. I'm sorry, the third parak. And Bezos Hashem tomorrow morning will begin parak Dalet. Everyone have a fantastic day.